Boko, the definition of Boko in typical Hausa, especially in Western Africa and specifically Nigeria, when you say Boko, you mean people going to normal, conventional schools, not religious schools, where you're taught mathematics, English, science, art.
Mm-hmm.
This is makarantamboko.
Mm.
But they do not mean, the Boko Haram do not mean that it is haram to study these subjects.
Mm.
What they are saying is that the people that have gone to these schools
mm-hmm.
and learned what they have learned in these schools have turned around, instead of using that knowledge
mm-hmm.
to develop the country and the people, they have turned around and are using that knowledge to hold political office and other types of offices, be it in the private sector, to deliver injustice to the mass population in the form of bad leadership, corrupt leadership, in the form of not making use of the God-given resources of the country to improve the lot of the general population. This is what they mean when they say Boko Haram. So they're saying the products of Boko are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So why bother? Why don't you go and stick to religious studies where you will learn what God has said and what the prophets have said and what the scholars have said, so that the right thing will be done, instead of going to this conventional schools. This is what they're saying. But of course, they have corrupted the whole even concept, their own concept. Now they have become terrorists, they have become kidnappers, they have become armed robbers, they have become criminals, even petty thieves. So they have departed even from their own concept. But this was the original idea back then. So the reason why I'm saying you can't say education is the same. Boko, if you say Boko, is education. No, Boko is not education.
Boko, what does Boko mean?
Boko means the school, the conventional school, where you go to learn those conventional subjects, not religious studies.
Okay.
There were two types of schools in the past. Or even today.
Yeah.
The conventional school, where you go to learn
maths, the English, Western science. Education.
But why do you call it Western? What is Western about learning mathematics?
Oh, that's true.
Yes, what is Western about learning science? I'm telling you that Muslims, Hindus, Chinese, Buddhists, who are all Oriental.
Yeah.
They were, from ages ago, Egyptians, they were learning and teaching astronomy, mathematics, physics, chemistry, Kingani, biology. They were scientists, they were doctors, and they were artists. So look at the art from Egyptian civilization and China, even Arabian art. Arabs used to have a lot of literature, poetry, before Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. The reason why he was given the Quran is because the Arabs at that time were so fascinated by poetry. That is why every prophet used to come at a time when there was something that was really going on at that time that people really liked, and he would come with something far better. For example, the prophet Moses, Nabu Musa, who came during the time of Pharaoh when they loved magic, and he showed them that their magic was not nothing.
Mm.
So, Kinga, you can't say Boko is Western education.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's been ingrained
in my one. Education is education.
Yeah.
Maths, physics, chemistry is universal. Of course, the West have probably now gone far ahead in terms of research and, you know, studying these things.
Mm.
But that's not to say other civilizations are are not entitled to say that this is Oriental education.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's not Western education. It is rather a system.
Mm.
A system in our country and West Africa and other places where the colonial establishment established this system where people go in the morning to school and learn in a particular way over certain periods, what to time, and then you close at a particular time, and then you go back home, and then you go to your Islamic or religious scholar.
Mm.
That system is what they mean by boku. Not the education that you're getting, not the mathematics that you're getting, not the physics. A lot of them are products of universities. They have gone to university.
Mm.
The Boko Haram people, they have studied in schools.
Mm.
Yes. They are saying they are affiliated with ISIS. ISIS, we have heard that their leader is Ayman Zawahiri. He is a medical doctor. Yes, he is a medical doctor. Osama bin Laden was a business studies graduate from university. So they are not saying that education is haram. They are saying that the system in Nigeria especially is haram. That the system that enables you or a few of you lucky ones to go to school, learn and then come out and then get a job with the government, with the military, or become a businessman, and then you grow and then you become in leadership position, and then rather than doing good to society, rather than making sure that people have access to education, to healthcare, to security, to good roads and infrastructure, rather than doing that, people are corrupt. They take public resources, make it private at the expense of the greater majority. This is what these people were saying at the beginning. And so slowly they began to derail from what they were saying and ended up as terrorists, kidnappers, and so on, to make money. Basically, that is what they are doing.
Wow.
Yeah. Now it's really about
making money.
Yes, it is really about making money. Today, at a point, it was about crazy. They thought they were doing jihad or something, but now
they
everybody
even
knows
left
it's about
that
ransom.
Idea?
You know, because I'm not really inside. I can't say how many of them think that they are doing a jihad, but definitely. It's much more
about
money today than anything else. Otherwise, why kidnap 100 girls? They negotiated with the government and the government gave them money to release them. And we're talking millions of euros or dollars.
Wow.
Yes. So, well, Nashini.
Yeah.